Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. We say we are an Easter people, that Jesus is risen and God has overcome death. And that is true. And we are much more than that. We are a Pentecost people. We have the Spirit of God within us. And the Holy Spirit moves us from just telling the story of Jesus to living out the Jesus story. As it says in our reading in 1 Corinthians, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The common good. We don't have the Holy Spirit to only make us feel good, which it certainly does. We have the Holy Spirit to do good for others, and we use the powerful gifts of God's Spirit to first transform ourselves and then our world. Jesus came to show us how to live, how to bring God's forgiveness and love to the world. And we know what Jesus did, that he healed the sick and fed the hungry, stood up for the less fortunate, challenged all the powers that were cruel. Jesus served others. And this is what we are to do, to go out as Jesus did and serve as well. Jesus tells us in our gospel, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Now, the Holy Spirit helps us to reimagine our lives like the disciples did, from being frightened behind locked doors to fearless speakers and witnesses. And the Holy Spirit helps us to change and become bolder. And the Holy Spirit gives us the most powerful, deep love imaginable, the love that puts others first. And with the Holy Spirit, we have the understanding and strength we need to transform ourselves and then to go out and transform the world. Jesus offered God's love and forgiveness and hope, and with the presence of God within us, in each and every one of us, we can offer this to the world as well. You know, we heard the Holy Spirit described as a rush of violent wind and tongues of fire that don't blow out. This isn't a tame breeze. The Holy Spirit is a force and a power that can make amazing things happen. She is a powerful voice. Listen to her. We are all equipped to do this work, to bring about the kingdom of God here on earth. So let's be open and curious and be brave and find our own unique ministry of bringing peace and happiness and compassion. We all need to listen to our guts and our hearts and be courageous in sharing God's love. And think about, well, what is my particular call to Christ's life service and to proclaim God's love? Well, every Spirit-filled action counts, big and small. Smiling, patting someone on the back, saying, good job, I appreciate you. Holding the door open for the person behind you. Tipping big, regardless of the service. Leaving the good parking space for someone else. Taking someone to the doctor's so they don't go alone. Picking up trash, especially when it's not yours. And here's some inspiration from people here at Trinity. We have nurses here who volunteer their services around the world on medical missions. We have accountants who do the books for community service agencies for free. We have people who give up their time to be with others who have just lost a loved one. We have people who buy homeless people food, and someone who will often buy a hotel so they can shower and sleep in a bed. We have people who give their extra backyard fruit to a feeding program, and we have folks here who every year go over and pick it. We have people here who for years have made food and fed the hungry, folks who gave their camping equipment to the homeless in the riverbed, people who have raised money every year for medical research to honor someone they love who's sick. We have people who have opened their homes to friends of friends who didn't have anywhere else to live. We have recovering alcoholics who mentor others to wholeness. We have college students working on technologies to heal the sick and cure disease. We have some who are studying how to sustain our planet and reverse environmental damage. We have those who teach others their lifelong sport because it just brings joy. There are people here who give our youth jobs. People who give their time and energy and love here at Trinity and in their neighborhoods in so many ways. So find your own unique way to be a servant filled with the Holy Spirit, that strong and amazing force, and go as you are called to continue Jesus' work. But we have to start first with accepting that the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, is in you. Spend time being open to that still, small voice or the nudge or the pull and consider something and just go for it. Try something new and expand your opportunity to share the love of God that resides in you, that resides in each and every one of us. Every one of us, we're all necessary in doing this work, in sharing God's love. The poet Maya Angelou once said, "So try to live your life in a way that you will not regret years of useless virtue and inertia and timidity. Take up the battle. Take it up. This is your life. This is your world. Pick it up just where you are." After Pentecost, Jesus' disciples were still just, regular guys, but they were different. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were equipped to go out into the world using the power of Jesus to change lives. This group of Jesus' friends, men and women not all that different from us, filled with the divine, like us, continue Jesus' work of changing the world. We too are filled with the Holy Spirit. And we too can go and do this. Amen.